This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The patience of Yakima Valley dairy farmers is wearing thin. A very questionable nitrate study done several years ago blames the dairies for nitrate levels in the groundwater. Save Family Farming Executive Director Gerald Barron says dairy farmers are being held accountable for a false study.
But what really makes it bad is the fact that this study was never subjected to the peer review that was required by federal policy, and that when EPA staff was challenged on this lack of peer review, they lied about it to the administrator.
Even when the Trump-appointed Northwest Administrator asked the APA about that, Barron says,
they said it was thorough and complete, which is far from the truth. Then, when they were caught in this, they tried to change the category of this study so that it didn't need the peer review that the EPA and federal policy required.
This, Barron says, is why it's such a serious matter.
We have two levels of problem. One is the fact that the study itself is fraudulent, and that's not our term. That's the term of some very high-level agriculture scientists who have looked at it. And the other problem is the fact that they have tried to avoid their failure in conducting this science review by real experts by claiming that it didn't ever need that science review, despite the fact that the record clearly shows that it did.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the frustrations and the ultimate cost of this poorly scrutinized nitrate study.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.